Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Oh Look, a Squirrel with me, your host, Doug Cox. Today's show is going to be all about story songs. I'm a big fan of story songs, and they've been with us for a long time, at least since the 1600s. If you look back at some old British folk ballads, murder ballads, what they called the broadside ballad songs back then. We're not going to go that far back to listen, though. We're just going to start off with what I think are some really great examples of story songs. They were a big deal in most styles of music, and also I'm a product of the 60s and the 70s, and a lot of the great pop hits that we heard back then were story songs too. I'm not so sure that's the case anymore. As a guy who books a roots music festival, I hear a lot of the new singer-songwriters, and I'm always looking for people that are really talented with story songs, and I think it's part of the craft of any songwriter to try to write songs like that. A lot of them are more me songs these days, it seems like. Not a popular thing to say, but perhaps true. So to find someone who's worked on their craft hard enough to write a really great story song, I think is a pretty cool thing. So let's listen to some, and we'll keep talking about them as we go through the show today. I'm going to start off with Harry Chapin. He was one of the greats, and his song called Taxi.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? Said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you. Was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive the princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me. Illuminating my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me. Not what my life's about. Cause I've been letting my outside tie me over till my time runs out. Thank you. There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt, and she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know, but we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
One of the great story songs of the 70s, Harry Chapin with Taxi. It's amazing how some of these songs move through time and take you on a little journey. I love that about the story songs. Christine Lavin has a song about passing by the Dakota after John Lennon was killed. Beautiful song.
It was a Monday morning. I was coming in from a long trip on the road. East Side Terminal, I said, please take me home. We drove up along Third Avenue, crossed through Central Park. When we came out at 72nd Street, I felt a cold chill in my heart. Every time I see the Dakota, I think about that night. Shots ringing out, the angry shouts, a man losing his life. Well, it's something we shouldn't dwell upon, but it's something we shouldn't ignore. Too many good men have been cut down. Let's pray there won't be any more. Shower traffic was bottled up. We slowly inched by. I didn't want to look, but I couldn't help staring at the scene of the crime. There was an old man sweeping last night's dirt out of a darkened vestibule, and a uniformed guard in a gold-trimmed cap watching the world pass in review. Every time I see the Dakota, I think about that night. Shots ringing out, the angry shouts, a man losing his life. Well, it's something we shouldn't dwell upon, but it's something we shouldn't ignore. On the radio, didn't know when you're on this blood-stained street. Question why? I wish this taxi would go faster. Oh, I wish the driver would try to leave this street and leave this old building far behind. I wish I could take these bitter thoughts and just shake them from my mind. But every time I see the Dakota, shots ringing out, the angry shouts, a man losing his life. Well, it's something we shouldn't dwell upon, but it's something we shouldn't ignore. Too many good men have been cut down. Let's pray there won't be any
Wow, that's a heavy song. Beautiful tribute to John Lennon. Story song, message song, all mixed up together in one. It starts off kind of as a story song. Then it goes into some other places, but just a great song. They don't all have to be that heavy, although that's a gorgeous tribute. Here's the Beatles themselves with one of their story songs, Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. A dirty one, Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that he was dead.
I don't know. Is that considered a murder ballad? I don't know. A modern murder ballad, maybe, but it is indeed a story song. Story songs seem like they can be told in first person or third person. That's one of the things I like about it. Some of them cross over and start off in third person, and then the storyteller maybe involves their own emotions in the song. One of my favorite quotes about writing songs is the term show, don't tell, which means rather than saying something blatantly, make the person listening to the song figure out what it is you're trying to say and make them feel something at the same time. And I love songwriters who do that. It's not an easy thing to do. There's also story songs that have heroes and anti-heroes. And this next song is one of the songs that I think people will study and quote from for a long, long time. They already do. Texas legend Towns Van Zandt with Pancho and Lefty.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Pancho and Lefty, one of the classics. A lot of the story songs, they have a tale to tell, and there's a judgment in there of some sort, but they usually don't make the judgment themselves. They leave it up to you to come to terms with what the story is about. Then there's songs that are kind of reverse judgment songs, judgments about people who make judgments. Harper Valley PTA by Jenny C. Reilly is one of those songs.
Hopper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mom, I got a note here from the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. You've been drinking and running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Hopper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her when the shade don't pull completely down? Well, Mr. Hopper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. Smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as the mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Hopper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way.
Wow, that song has dobro and a story. Doesn't get much better than that. I'm Doug Cox, and you're listening to Oh Look a Squirrel, and I'm a dobro player too. I live in Canada on Vancouver Island in a beautiful place called Courtney in the Comox Valley, and Canada has a real tradition of wonderful storytelling songwriters, including Stan Rogers, of course. His song White Squall is a heartbreaker. It's about a tragedy, and well, let's just listen to it. It's a beautiful story.
Now it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. Whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager, it was all so big and new. We never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. And evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd read in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall.
and her lover's gone into a white squall. Now it's a thing that us old timers know in the sultry summer calm. There comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000 tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. From where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and kind. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarden girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I could as well not make a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Now I could feel her heeling over with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog she shook herself and roared upright again. Far over side I heard him call my name. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarden girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail, and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarden girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall.
Oh yeah, one of the great Canadian storytellers, Stan Rogers with White Squall. Of course, there's Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, one of the all-time great story songs. We're not going to play that, though, because the podcast isn't long enough for that song. Great song, though. I love that song. Ron Hines from the East Coast of Canada, another legendary Canadian songwriter, passed away a couple years ago, sadly, has a song called Killer Cab, which is also a really beautiful story song. Let's listen to that.
Taxied up and down this town since 1954. Bore out 10 or 12 cars over 30 years or more. Drove the other side of midnight to the clear edge of dawn. I heard a whole lot of what wasn't right and more of what was wrong. Mangan gas in my car one night, sitting at the stand, slumps down in her backseat with his face down in his hands. I mumbled out of town address is his only remark, until we're halfway out the highway and he speaks up from the dark. He says, I can find no comfort in this night. Friend, I believe I might have taken someone's life. I remember screaming, I remember the front door slam. Don't remember how I got these stains upon my hands. Drop him at this dirty shack, he's a picture of despair. I can't remember what the meter read or if he even paid the fare. All I recall was a sweet release. I was halfway back to town and a police cruiser with a flashing light was flagging me down. There are times I hear him whisper in the night. Friend, I believe I might have taken someone's life. I remember screaming, I remember the front door slam. How I got all these stains upon my hands. I taxied up and down this town since 1954. Wore a 10 or a dozen cars over 30 years or more. Drove the other side at midnight to the clear edge of dawn. I heard a whole lot what wasn't right and even more of what was wrong. Even more of what was wrong. What was wrong.
Beautiful. Creepy kind of murder song story. Did he do it or didn't he do it? I don't know. Ron Hines. Here's Clarence Carter with another song that goes back to my teenage days, I guess. I remember this song coming on the radio and being moved by it a lot when it was out. Patches by Clarence Carter. Great story.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids have grown. They just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. I can still hear Papa when he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
Clarence Carter with Patches, another beautiful story song. Sometimes songs are about events that happen around events. This is a Mary Chapin Carpenter song, beautiful story song too. When Hallie Came to Jackson in 1910, I think it was.
When the wind was still, Daddy brought the baby to the windowsill to see a bit of heaven shoot across the sky. The one and only time Daddy saw it fly. It came from the east just as bright as a torch. The neighbors had a party on their porch. Daddy rocked the mother said amen when Hallie came to visit in 1910. Now back then Jackson was a real small town, and it's not every night a comet comes around. It was almost 80 years since its last time through, so I bet your mother would have said amen too. As its tail stretched out like a stardust streak, the papers wrote about it every day for a week. You wondered where it's going and where it's been when Hallie came to Jackson in 1910. Daddy told the baby sleeping in his arms to dream a little dream of a comet's charms. And he made a little wish as she slept so sound. In 1986 that a wish came round. It came from the east just as bright as a torch. She saw it in the sky from her daddy's porch. Heavenly scent as it was back then, when Hallie came to Jackson in 1910. Late one night when the wind was still,
that is one of the almost perfect story songs. I just love that song. Some songwriters, you know that they're telling a story. You don't necessarily know what the heck they're talking about. And sometimes you do know what they're talking about. The absolute master of storytelling, songwriting. Of course, Bob Dylan. simple twist of fate.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well. Then stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade. As the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up, she dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
We're looking at a couple of the American masters of storytelling songs now. Bob Dylan, of course, with A Simple Twist of Fate. Paul Simon, man, oh man, he wrote a song called Darling Lorraine, which was on one of his more recent records that I've actually used this song. I get the great pleasure of teaching songwriting classes every now and then at guitar camps. And this song to me is amazing because he goes through the excitement of new love and then the deterioration or sort of the mellowing of love and then the regret of love, all in one song. He goes through an entire life story in one song, and he uses kind of the different harmonies in the music to foreshadow what's about to happen. I just think this is a brilliant, brilliant work of art, and it's one of the great samples of storytelling that only someone like Paul Simon could do. This is Darlin' Lorraine.
The first time I saw her, I couldn't be sure. But the sin of impatience said she's just what you're looking for. So I walked right up to her, and with the part of me that talks, I introduced myself as Frank from New York, New York. She's so hot, she's so cool, I'm not, I'm just a fool in love with darling Lorraine. All my life I've been a wanderer, not really, I mostly live near my parents' home. Anyway, Lorraine and I got married, and the usual marriage stuff. And then one day she says to me, from out of the blue, she says, Frank, I've had enough. Romance is a heartbreaker, I'm not meant to be a homemaker, and I'm tired of being darling. What? You don't love me anymore? What? You're walking out the door? What? You don't like the way I chew? Hey, let me tell you, you're not the woman that I wed. You say you're depressed, but you're not. You just like to stay in bed. I don't need you, darling Lorraine, darling Lorraine. Lorraine, financially speaking, I guess I'm a washout. Everybody's buy and sell and sell and buy, and that's what the whole thing's all about. If it had not been for Lorraine, I'd have left here long ago. I should have been a musician. I love the piano. She's so light, she's so free, I'm tired, girl, that's me. But I feel so good with darling Lorraine. On Christmas morning, Frank awakes to find Lorraine has made a stack of pancakes. They watch the television, husband and wife, all afternoon. It's a wonderful life. What? You don't love me anymore? Walking out the door. What? You don't like the way I chew? Hey, let me tell you, you're not the woman that I wed. The doctor was smiling, but the news wasn't good. Darling Lorraine, please don't leave me yet. I know you're in pain, pain you can't forget. Your breathing is like an echo of our love. Maybe I'll go down to the corner store and buy something sweet. Here's an extra blanket, honey, to wrap around your feet. All the trees were washed with April rain, and the moon
sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, it's older, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, it's older, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming
Oh man, I love it when songs take the music and make it part of the story like that one just did. I feel like you're right there in the Civil War or something. Some southern fiddle music happening. Traveling Soldier, that was the Dixie Chicks, a song written by Bruce Robinson and Paul Simon in his, what I think of one of his masterpieces, Darling Lorraine. Before that, we're talking about story songs today, and I'm Doug Cox, and you are listening to Hey Look, a Squirrel. I would invite you to visit my website, www.dougcox.org, where you can listen to the shows, leave tips if you want. You can check out my radio show, which is called Random Play, and all the music that I have for sale, too. So please come on by and visit. Sci-fi story songs. There's some of those, too. You know, Wi-Fi used to be sci-fi, so it's getting more and more confusing about what's real, what's not real. David Bowie. His song about the end of the world called 5 Years, one of my favorites.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies, song boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Girl my age went off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his death of a Cadillac. Cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up his
decided that I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor and I thought
Always was a true original for sure. David Bowie with his story song called 5 Years. You know, I think one of the best contemporary story songwriters probably in the world today is Chuck Brodsky from North Carolina. Chuck's a good friend, and I had the pleasure of playing with him years and years ago. We did a little bit of touring around. And I tell you, man, his songs are so good. He's from Philadelphia, lives in North Carolina now. He kind of specializes in baseball songs, too. He's written a number of songs that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I actually got to play in the Baseball Hall of Fame with him one time, which was a really surreal gig. He wrote a song called Radio that actually, I think, inspired the movie Radio, about the young man who worked for one of the baseball teams. And here it goes. This is Chuck's story song called Radio, a beautiful song.
South Carolina, T.L. Hannah High. The people there will tell you, just ask any passerby, about the kid who speaks in gibberish. Folks will tell you, shoot, it wasn't nothing but a little love and attention gave voice to a mute. I stood with his transistor pressed against his ear, picking up certain frequencies that only he could hear. There was this little man inside it, perhaps his only friend, the only one who talked to him, the only one back then. Colts Jones yelled, "Come here, boy," to this kid up in the stand, was mimicking him loudly and making gestures with his hands. The players on this football team exchanged uneasy glances. He jumped when coach said to jump, but how slow the boy was advancing. And Coach Jones was pulling on the drawstrings of his hood. The kitty spoke in gibberish, coach he understood. The lamb and the teeth lion sure looked like easy prey. But this is not what happened, no, no, it went the other way. This kid they nicknamed Radio, he was 18 going on 6. The team needed a water boy, and so the job was his. Coach convinced the principal they should bend a couple of rules. They'd pick up Radio every day on the way to school. And everywhere that Coach Jones went, his lamb was sure to go. They tried him out in special ed, his marks were too low. The kid's now in his 50s and his hair is sprinkled white. For 30 years he's come to school and he cannot read or write. Come football Fridays, they let Radio be the star. Falls in with a marching band, then with the color guard. He jumps when the cheerleaders jump, with pom-poms on his hands. And he cusses like the coaches do, and he high-fives with the fans. And they give Radio report cards, they give him varsity letters. They let him wander freely in his T.L. Hanna sweater. He visits all the classrooms if ever there's a test. He whips out his box of crayons and he tries his very best. Well, everyone knows Radio. The townspeople adore him. Students pat his head just like their parents did before them. Anderson, South Carolina, folks will tell you shoot, it wasn't nothing but a little love and attention gave voice to a mute.
Beautiful Tale Radio by Chuck Brodsky. Here's a song that kind of is reminiscent of an old British folk story song, I guess. This is June Tabor and Martin Simpson together. They made a beautiful album called A Cut Above, and this song's called Flash Company.
Once I loved Arlo's and then I loved John. Then I loved William, he's a clever young man. With his white cotton stockings and his low ankle shoes. And he wears a blue jacket wherever he goes. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me boys, like so many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so bored. Oh, it's fiddling and dancing, they were all my delight. Keeping Flash Company, it just ruined. It's ruined me quite, me boys, like a great many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so bored. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me boys, like stumble. Oh, it's one side and a colour as red as the rose. Now I'm as pale as the lily that grows, like a flower in the garden on the garden has gone. Don't you see what I am compelled by loving such a one? So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in flash company. Flash company with eyes like so many more. If it hadn't been for flash company, I'd never have been so poor.
June Tabor and Martin Simpson with Flash Company. Gil Scott-Heron wrote a beautiful environmental song, kind of a story song too, called We Almost Lost Detroit. I tell you, these story songs, they live in every style of music, I think.
Recently, they have re-released some material that we did with an organization called the Musicians United for Safe Energy. They were called Muse, and the movie was called No Nukes. And we did a song on the album, No Nukes. There was about an accident that took place about 30 miles west of Detroit. And in that song that we recorded in 1977, we mentioned a young lady named Karen Silkwood, whose case would be decided some 6 or 7 years later. We want you to understand that somebody's always got to be on the job. Somebody's always got to be on the job because there's always a job out there to do. This is a song here called We Almost Lost Detroit. Stands out on the highway like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions for their mothers as they ride. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the babies or just how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. And how would we ever get over losing our minds? And just 30 miles from Detroit, they built a giant power station. And it ticks each night as the city sleeps, or maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people, or just how they would survive. Yes, we've almost lost Detroit this time. Yeah, this time. And how would we ever get over losing our minds? You see, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, now how would you ever get over somebody's always trying to get over her. I don't think I would ever get over her. I don't think I would ever get over her. Say, well, people all over the world want to know. Say, didn't you know? Say, people all over the world want to know. Say, didn't you know? Say, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, almost lost Detroit
that time I don't think I would ever get over her. Over her, I don't think I would ever get over her. Over her, see, we're losing my mind.
Thank you very much. Please welcome the other members of the band. I thank you. You've been very patient.
Very effective song, for sure. We almost lost Detroit. Folk singer, I guess you could call him in that case, Gil Scott-Heron, the late, great Gil Scott-Heron. Some songs are about subjects that are really hard to even talk about, and you can maybe get the emotion across of a certain subject. Eric Bogle certainly did that very, very well in this next song. This one's called The Enigma.
Andrew had a smile on his face the day he resigned from the human race. The arguments had all been heard, the verdict had been reached. He turned his back upon his cage and leapt to his release, spinning like a carousel. Andrew made no sound as he fell. It's hard to believe, said Andrew's friend. We won't be seeing Andy again. He'd achieved so many goals that men keep striving for. Big house, good job, expensive car, a wife whom he adored. He had it made as far as we could tell. We were his friends, we knew him well. I can't believe it's true, said Andrew's wife. I can't believe that Andrew took his life. I can't believe the man I loved won't be coming home. I can't believe the man I loved would leave me here alone, without one word of love or of farewell. He was my man, I knew him well. I don't believe it, Andrew's father said. I don't believe my little Andy's dead. Perhaps we never were what a father and son should be. But I always loved him, and I thought that he loved me. Where did I go wrong? Where did I fail? He was my son, I knew him well. And I won't believe that Andrew's mother cried. I won't believe that it was suicide. In the past few years I know perhaps he strayed from the fold, but he would never put in jeopardy his own immortal soul. He must have lost his balance, slipped and fell. He was my son, knew him too well. But Andrew had a smile on his face as he tumbled through the fragile space that spans the known and the unknown, that bridges life and death. Time before he crossed the bridge for one final breath. Time for one last defiant yell. But Andrew made no sound as he fell.
Ooh, that's a heavy one. Eric Bogle with The Enigma. Some story songs are much more fantasy-based songs than that one, like Christa Berg's Spanish Train. I haven't heard this song for a long time.
Mm-hmm. There's a Spanish train that runs between Guadalquivir and Old Seville. And at dead of night the whistle blows and people hear she's running still. And then they hush their children back to sleep. Lock the doors, upstairs they creep. For it is said that the souls of the dead fill that train 10,000 deep. Well, a railway man lay dying with his people by his side. His family were crying, knelt in prayer before he died. But above his bed, just awaiting for the dead, was the devil with a twinkle in his eye. Well, God's not around, and look what I found. This one's mine! Just then the Lord himself appeared in a blinding flash of light and shouted at the devil, "Get thee hence to endless night!" But the devil just grinned and said, "I may have sinned, but there's no need to push me around. I got him first, so you can do your worst. He's going underground! But I think I'll give you one more chance," said the devil with a smile. "So throw away that stupid lance, it's really not your style. Joker is the name, poker is the game. We'll play right here on this bed, and then we'll bet for the biggest stakes yet. The souls of the dead." And I said, "Look out, Lord, he's gonna win. The sun is down and the night's riding in. That train is dead on time. Many souls are on the line. Oh Lord, he's gonna win." Well, the railway man, he cut the cards and he dealt them each a hand of five. And for the Lord he was praying hard, or that train he'd have to drive. Well, the devil, he had three aces and a king, and the Lord, he was running for a straight. He had the queen and the knave and nine and ten of spades. All he needed was the eight. And then the Lord, he called for one more card, but he drew the diamond eight. And the devil said to the Son of God, "I believe you've got it straight. So deal me one, for the time has come to see who'll be the king of this place." But as he spoke from beneath his cloak, he slipped another ace. 10,000 souls was the opening bid, soon went up to 59. But the Lord didn't see what the devil did, and he said, "That suits me fine. I'll raise you high to 105 and forever put an end to your sins." But the devil let out a mighty shout, Spanish train still runs between Guadalquivir and Old Seville. And at dead of night the whistle blows and people fear she's running still. And far away in some recess, the Lord and the devil are now playing chess. The devil still cheats and wins more souls. And as for the Lord, well, he's just doing his best. I said, "Lord, oh Lord, you've got to win. The sun is down and the night's riding in. That train is still on time. Oh, my soul is on the line. Oh Lord, you've got to win."
The old Spanish train, the old fight with the devil, subject of many story songs. Of course, the most famous one is probably "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." Then there's some fun story songs that are just simply about day-to-day existence. Maybe like this one.
Name of this song is "The Wildwood Flower." Now, the Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower is doing real good. Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Let me give it a try." I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed, next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Might have to explain to you youngsters what a sack of seeds is all about. Jim Stafford, Wildwood Flower. Well, I tell you, that's about 90 minutes of story songs, and we just barely got started. I have a list long enough for probably 4 or 5 more shows of just story songs, so many different styles of music. This has been real fun. I hope you've enjoyed listening today. You've been listening to Oh, Look, a Squirrel with me, Doug Cox, and I'll be back with another show about something else. Might come back and revisit this topic again at another time. There's just too many great story songs to listen to, and we missed a lot of the masters. I'm going to end with a song off of what I think at its time was the top-selling album of all time, Carole King's Tapestry album and the song Tapestry. Absolutely beautiful story. So you have a great week, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Please subscribe to Oh Look a Squirrel if you like what I'm doing here. And send me a note. If you go listen anywhere online, you can usually link to sending a note to me. And I'd love to get your feedback and see what you think of the show. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, here's another story.
Been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. he moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for or where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty. Soon within my tapestry along the rutted road, he sat down on a river rock and turned into a toad. It seemed that he had fallen into someone's wicked spell, and I wept to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I watched in sorrow, there suddenly appeared a figure gray and ghostly beneath the flowing beard. In times of deepest darkness, I've seen him dressed in black. Now my tapestry